Weiter in Shas, we're in Bubabasadaf Kuf Ayin Hey. Pick it up on Kuf Ayin Dalman Bezba the bottom of the page. Five thumbs up from the bottom. Amar Rav Huna. Shchimira, a guy in his deathbed, Shigdisha Konachosov, he's makdish all of his properties. The Amar Manu Ploni, he says, but you know, I have a manim in the stuff over here that really belongs to Ploni, to so and so. He says it after the fact. Then what is the din in such a case? Naman, we believe him for saying such a thing. Because Chazaka in Adam Ose Kinunya al Hektish. Because the person wouldn't do shtick for Hektish to lose out. If the guy said it at the same time, obviously he's a believer. Talking about, he says, after the fact, we don't think that he pulled a shtick. That he's like, oh, you know what? I don't want Hektish to get, so therefore we wait. Wait for afterwards to say it and whatever, and they're going to lose out. Maskel of Rav Nevnachman Kinunya Bottom, is the person do shtick that his son should lose out? Durav, Shmuel, Dhammit, they both said that Shchimir HaShomer, Mana Leploni Biyadi, that is, they say, I have a money that belongs to so-and-so in my hands, Amar Tanu Mnosin. The guy's on his deathbed, and really it's going to go to his kids, but he goes and he says, Tanu, we give it to someone, then they give it to him. Lomer Tanu, and if they don't say Tanu, Enosin, you don't go ahead, and you don't give the money to him. Alma, Adam, also Kinunya Shalash, Biyaz Banav, that a person doesn't do Kinunya, he's got, I'm sorry, Adam Asoy. Adam Asoy Shalola Asbi is a personal behavior in a way that he doesn't want his children to be looked at as satiated, as full, as rich. You don't want any iron horrors. So they make it like, oh yeah, not all the money's going to you. I ask the money to other people. Beep, turn the page. Kufay and hey, I'm an alf. Hakanam is here also. Adam Asoy Shalola Asbi is Asma. A person maybe he's trying to not make himself look like he's so rich. When he's giving all this stuff to Hektish, and he goes, and so, yeah, no, some of it doesn't belong to Hektish, really belongs to a person. How do we know then that we're saying that it just depends on that we say for sure not, that's not what he's doing. Ki kamer of Huna Hassam, what does he say? That's when he has, when this guy is a star. Then we say that the guy can go ahead and he can collect it. They're saying that he's owed the money, and then the Shchimiras admitted to him. In that case, he goes, I'm listen. Machlal, Rav Shmuel, the Lona Kishtar. That sounds like the case of Rav Shmuel, is where there is no shtar. If that's the case, and Amar Tanu Nosin, then why is it he says give that you give it to him? Right? We know Milva Al Peh Hava. This is just an oral document, which is a loan. Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu Milva Al Peh Einu Gova Lomnei Yosam Lomnei Kuchos. You can't get from it. So then, why would the orphans, the Yisomim, have to go and to give it to the creditor, to this Balchov, even if he said Tanu? Elam Rav Nachman, Edi we did not give Shara, both of them have Shara. So look, Kasha's on Akasha, Hodda Mekuyam. One second where the Shara is Mekuyam, was certified at Hempik, and Hodda Lumikim is not certified, right? The Amar Tanu, Kaimili Shara, because by the Shrimmer saying give it, he's certifying it by saying that. And then he can go ahead and this person says, Rishbam, Lotzar Chamil Velikiyume. You don't need the Malva to, the creditor can go and collect it. Lomitov didn't say that. Look, Hamishtari, he didn't certify and it can't be used. Let's say this sick person is on a deathbed and he goes and he says that I have a money that belongs to so and so, and then he dies. Someone comes and say, no, we paid it already. In that moment, we believe them. Tanu Manu Leponi, he says, give money to this guy, then he dies. From Yisom Pran, they say, we already paid him back. And in a moment where they're not believed. So, like, more, Klape Laya, huh? What are you talking about? Klape Laya, Klape Laya. Hivcha Mistabra. More sense to say exactly the opposite. Amar Tanu Manav, he says, give the manas and give the mafsik avuon, the paska avuon, the milsa, since he paska and straight up, he can the maimar, the pirate, we can say, makes sense. Say they paid up. But Manu Ploni, all he said is Manu Ploni is in my hands, and given the low, paska avuon, the milsa, didn't say anything, that he can remember the low pirate, they didn't pay it back. Ella, iad mar hachi admar, this is what we want to say, what we say. Shrimir asha amar, Manu Ploni Yodi, he says, I have in my hand, the amar yisom chazar. Va'amar lanu Abba Parati, and then the Yisomim say, yeah, the father later told us that I paid it, then I amanim them, we believe them. My time, why is that? Because it's Kurei Midkar. We're going to say, the father remembered, you know, about the Chiyav and reminded himself that, oh, he already paid. Tanuman of Lunim, he says, give it to the person from Yisomim and Bechaz of Amar Abba Parati, and the father, the Yisomim say, no, the father then changed his mind and said, I paid. We don't believe him. The M E said the pirate, because it was really true that he paid. Love to Omer Tanu. He wouldn't go so far as to say, go ahead and pay and give it to them. If you have a guy, a Shchimira is dying and he admits to the fact that he owes somebody money in front of Edom, Mao, what's it then? Sarach Lomer Atam Eda? Does he have to say straight up, you are my Edom? Or Eno Sarach Lomer Eda Atam Eda? Does not have to say such a thing. The reason why you would think that you'd have to is because he has to set up Edom. And if not, then he's not going to be stuck by it because he can just say, no, I was just kidding. Tzarek Shomer Kisovu. Oh, Edom Tzarek Shomer Kisovu. Does he have to say to these Edom to write it down? As we saw, Sizer Esbam, Damrim Mechasabatim. They have to say to write it. Does he not have to say ksova? Because it's a shchimira, and maybe it's enough just when he tells them. He doesn't have to say ksova. And for the Gemara, adam mishate b'shas misa, right? Because the two sides are, there's a person joke at the time he's dying, and therefore he has to set up edim. O ein adam mishate, a person doesn't make jokes b'shas misa when he's dying. That's the question. They answered, so person does not make jokes when it comes to, you know, the time they're dying, and therefore he doesn't have to designate Edom. And the words of a Shkrimira are considered like they're written down and like they are delivered. And therefore, he doesn't have to say either this concept of write it down. Right? Ksovu, says the Rashbam.
And this is it, folks. The last Mishnah. Of Meseches Bava Basra. Here we go. Hamal v'sachavir b'shtar. Someone goes to lend money to his friend and they write it down in the shtar. Then go v'mechus v'shbadim. I lend you money and they write it down. I can go and I can get from v'chus v'shbadim land that, let's say, you sold even afterwards. V'yidei edim. Let's say it was done through edim, but there's no shtar. The go v'mechus v'nechorim. I can only take from the free property itself that wasn't given to somebody else. Beep, turn the page. Go find a hey on the base. Hotilov ksav yadushu chayev lo. Let's say I, the lender, bring out against you, the borrower, a note that's written in your own handwriting that says that you owe me money. Then go v'mechus v'nechorim. I can only take from v'nechorim. Arev hayotze la'acher chisum shtaros. Now, let's say you have a guarantor that shows up after the signature on a document, and the lender wants to go ahead and to collect from the guarantor. It's like after the fact. The whole thing written, there's Edom written, and then this guy at the bottom wrote, I'm an Orev to this. Says he, Rishbam, Shekosu Besuch Ashtar, Achich Simas Edom, Ani Ploni, Ben Ploni, Orev. Go v'nechosim v'necharim, you can collect only from the guarantors v'necharim, from the free stuff. Ma'is abel v'nei Rabbi Yishmael. This case came up in front of Rabbi Yishmael of Amr, and he said, go v'necharim, you can take v'necharim, v'nechosim v'necharim. Amr lo benanas, eino go lo v'nechosim v'necharim, lo v'nechosim v'necharim. No, you can't take from either. Amr lo lama, so Rabbi Yishmael says, why? Amr lo, he says back, harei achonik es echad b'shuk. If let's say you have... You owe me money, so I go, and I'm choking you in the shuk over there. I'm saying, like, pay up, boy, you know, you got it right. And another guy comes, and he finds him, and he says, leave him, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to pay you. Potter, he's actually potter from having to pay. Shalom al emunasa ilvo is not on the basis of this that he actually lent the money. Right? So therefore, there's no chiev there. El ezu arv su chayev. Who's the arv that's going to be chayev? Because it's talking about, you know, the if you go back to the Steiner, they have a two Edom sign. It's already done. Now this Arif goes and he speaks up. You know, you can't actually go to him because of that. So now, Shalom Menasa Levo, Ella Eza Arif Shuchayev, Halveu Vaninosin Lo. If he writes, he says, lend him the money and I'm going to give it back to you. He doesn't pay. Chayev, then he's going to be Chayev to do such a thing. Because in this case, the lender is giving the money because of that, not Lemafreya. Shkin al Menosso Avo is on his trust that he's lending to him. From Rabbi Shmuel, Rotsa Sheyachim, someone who wants to be smart. Yasilk Bidine Mominus, you should learn Dine Mominus. The Shein Lecha Mikso Betorah Yosemehem, because there's no part of the Torah greater than it. Shehein Kamayan Hanovea, it's like the wellspring that's bursting forth. This is so much that comes from it and so much intellect to be learned from it. Verutzi Yasi Bidini Mominus, and somebody who wants to be involved with that, Yishamish is Shimon Benanas. You should go and learn from, serve Shimon Benanas to get clarity. Zokta Heilige Gemara Amaru La Devar Torah Mina Torah Echad Milva Bishar Vechad Milva Peh. What do you borrow with the Shtar without? Kol Mechal Shibadim. You could even take from Mechal Shibadim. My time is Shibudu Daraisa. Midaraisa. The midaraisa, the din of chiyav to go and pay back, is not only in the person, but even on his stuff. Why is it that we say that it's a milva peh? They actually only take from bnei chorin mishum sedelukuchos because of the loss of the third party people there who would lose out because they didn't even know about it in the first place. Yachi milva b'shtar naimi, then b'shtar also shouldn't work out. No, say hasam by that inhu ninhu. Then the third party buyers, the Lukuchos, they mess themselves over because you can go figure out. It's public knowledge if you have all the shares over there. Rabbi Amar Dvar Torah, Echon Milu B'Shai V'Echon Milu Peh, Eino Gove Elo Milichos Milichorin. Really, Midar Reis, you can't even take, even if there's a star, you can't take from Yishubadim, only from Milichorin. To my time, huh? Why? Because Shibuda Lav Del Reis. That is, of course, you have to go and you have to pay something in your chayiv, but it doesn't fall upon a person's property. It says, Rashbam, v'kra, v'mishkanot shelo b'shas havasa b'mitzia. U'ma atamah m'milu b'shtar go b'nichas m'shtar. Why do we say the taki you do? Okay, shelo tinel del s'fifnei halovim. So you don't lock the doors in front of lovim. The people are going to want to go ahead and lend things if you're going to get messed over. Ihachim milva penami. Even doing it by heart. No hasam lesli kala. But there's no call. Therefore, it's not fair for the people that, you know, who are going to end up being the third-party buyers over there. Mi amar Rabba, how can he really say this? But Rabba said in another place, when it comes to the Bechor, his rights to a double inheritance of a loan paid by his father from the estate, Govukarki Yeshlo, if the Yorshim collected land, then the firstborn has a right to double it up. Govamos Einlo, he can't go ahead and double up. Oh, so that... But Rabba seems to be saying that the land collected by the Yorshim is Daraisa. that's Meshubad while he's still alive, which means that it is Shibud is Daraisa. It says the Gemara, and if you want to say V'chitayim Eipach Darabba L'Ulu L'Ulu Rabba, just switch the Shitas. V'amar Ulu said Dvar Torah V'achol B'dinei B'ziburas Mi Daraisa. V'achol's right is only to land that is on a lower level, which is showing that according to Ula, a Baal Chov does have a Daraisa to Kashibud on the property. Rabba Taima Dibine Maravakama. Really, when it comes to the double portion from the firstborn, from the loaner paid back to the father's estate, Rabba is explaining the Shita of Marava. That is Eris Esotic thing who. Veles Lo Sphere, but he doesn't actually hold of what they say. He doesn't agree with their Shita. Ravu Shmuel, Dami Tamar, both of them say, Milva Apeh, we do about Peh, and we go Lumina, Yarshim, Lumina, Lukuchos, you can't take from the Yarshim or from the Luku, whoa, my time, Shibu, the Lavdar, I say, it's not the Raisa, Ayochim, Shim, and Lakish, Dami Tavar, Milva Apeh, go and bid me the Yarshim, and Lukuchos, it's the opposite, my time, Shibu, the Raisa, I say, it is the Raisa. May Sve Fracting Amara against Rav and Shmuel. Hachover Barbish is a rabbin. Someone goes and he digs a pit and Rishus a rabbin. Manufa love shor vahargo. An ox falls on him in the pit and kills him. Putter, the owner of the ox, is going to be putter because you shouldn't have dug a hole of your Barbish is a rabbin. Vlaod el she'im mesa shor. Not only that, but if the shor dies and Yorshe Rabal, Habor, Chayav Mashalim deme shor labailov, that the heirs of the pit, they have to go and pay for the value of the ox, which shows that even a and if it's not written down, you can go and collect from the Yarshim. Amar Bilai, Amar Rav. No, B'Shalom and Bedin. The Bryce is talking about a case where the owner of the pit stood before the court and was found chayiv before he ended up dying, and therefore the obligation to pay for the ox was actually with a shtar, and therefore he can collect from the Yarshim. It says B'Shalom, the Ma'isa Bezin can move B'Shar Dami. Iva Horga Katani said they killed him. Amarav Adabarava shall so tray for means a minute to tray for that he's going to die because of this. Iva Amarav Nachman Tani Tana Mace Ukvaro. There was someone who taught that he died and they buried him. And he actually never lived that pit. They left that pit in the first place. And for the Gemara, Hasam Yosadai Neapum of the Mirror. Right? The judges were sitting at the mouth of the pit when it happened. Bechivu, and therefore they made him chai before he ended up dying. Beep, turn the page. Kuf. Ayin Vav. Amar Papa Hilchasa Milva Alpeh Gova Min Yarshim. Milva Alpeh, you are Gova from the Yarshim. Ve'eno Gova Min Alakuchos, you can't take from the Kuchos. Gova Min Yarshim, Kadesh Lotel Dos Mephani Lovim. So you shouldn't lock it up in front of Lovim. Ve'eno people be able to lend. So they'll lend. Now, Ve'eno Gova Min Alakuchos to Lesley Kala, because it doesn't have
a call. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.